brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second hour of the Alex Jones Show coming your way this Friday, the 23rd day of June 2006. Alex, of course, in Los Angeles, getting everything prepared for the thousands of people going to the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Conference. Great conference, great speakers. Over 80 media outlets are going to be there covering this, including C-SPAN and the BBC. And, of course, you'll be able to see all of this. Another reason to subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv, because you're going to be the first ones to see some of these speeches at the conferences. He's also going to debut his new film, Terror Storm, which I'm telling you folks is the best one yet. It is absolutely amazing. You're all going to want to get that as well. Dar Jamal is with us. Dar Jamal, an unembedded reporter in Iraq who's been reporting on his blog, DarJamalIraq.com, since he got back from Iraq. He keeps deep contacts in there, so he knows what's going on. He's always apprised of the real situation going on in Iraq. That's why it's always good to have him. Dar, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Where do we start, Dar? I've got so many things to ask you about Iraq. Obviously, Haditha is still looming. We've got the wholesale killing of the crippled man, which was covered up and made to look like he was a terrorist. That plot was uncovered, and now I guess charges are going out against the Marines who were involved in that. Just recently, in fact, I think this was just today, the Iraqi government has officially declared a state of emergency and everything that goes with that. Where do you want to start? What's the most important thing you want to tell us?
Well, I think the most important story and the most covered story at the moment is what's going on in Ramadi, the capital city of Al Anbar province. As I'm sure you're aware, the U.S. has had an ongoing military siege against that city for a couple of weeks, and it's just been in the last week that it's really been spiking as far as that they are trying to push into different parts of the city, using snipers very heavily to shoot into the city. Definitely many civilians are being killed. At least a couple of 100,000 refugees have had to flee. So it's something along the lines of what happened in Fallujah during the first siege there, April 2004. And it's being so covered up that this time the military is not even allowing embedded reporters.
What is actually going on, though? I know you got your ear to the ground over there. Last I heard, a lot of people were able to get out of Ramadi, though a lot of people, obviously the elderly, the sick, the crippled, not able to get out at all. Electricity was cut off, food was cut off, water was cut off, bombings had begun. Where are we? And that was just a few days ago, Dar. Where are we at with that now?
It's really a continuation of the same, where we have ongoing random airstrikes from the U.S. Dropping bombs in the city. We have other neighborhoods are being sieged by ground troops and tanks backed by helicopters. We have a huge refugee crisis, but then we also have, at the same time, a large number of people staying in the city simply because they're too afraid to leave. Either they're too poor to leave or they don't have anywhere to go. So that's
it's rather remote in location, so it's not easy to just go out and go over to Uncle Bob's house or something, you know. I mean, they're really literally stuck there.
Well, that's true. It's a very large city. Geographically, it's twice the size of Fallujah. It has about 100,000 more people, so there's about 500,000 people that live there. But then, if they want to go to Baghdad, that's going to be about a 60-mile walk. And with many of these people too poor to even have cars, or they can't go into nearby Fallujah, which is the closest town. It's about a 15-minute drive. But you can't go in there because they still run biometrics against Fallujah, so you have to get a retina scan and all 10 fingers fingerprinted. If you can't prove that you have a relative in there or are from there yourself, then you're not going to get in. So many of these people are literally, according to a man I spoke with at an Italian relief agency based out of Amman, Jordan, and he said that there's literally thousands of people wandering around Al Anbar province just looking for
assistance. Are we going to find thousands of dead in shallow graves after this is all done?
Well, the possibility is certainly there, because that's definitely what occurred after the second siege.
Thank God Saddam Hussein still isn't in power, huh, Dar? We've really set those people free. Democracy has come to Iraq. They've got to love it. Of course, I'm being extremely sarcastic. Dar Jamel, be with us right when we come back. Folks, you stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jack Blood reporting for Alex Jones in the InfoWars studio. Alex again will be back on Monday. Dar Jamel with us. DarJamelIraq.com. It's his daily blog. I'll tell you what's going on inside Iraq. He'll give you the truth without the spin, without the propaganda, without the psychological operations and warfare. Dar, thanks again for being with us. I know you don't have a lot of time, so I want to cover a lot of issues. Obviously, one of the biggest stories coming out of Iraq this week were the two soldiers who were killed, tortured, and left in a booby-trapped field somewhere. And instantly, we had Zakawi Jr. taking credit for this. But again, it didn't really fit with our common sense, because as we understand the Muslim religion, they don't torture the dead. These people were, according to the news, and who believes them, the captors wore Iraqi police uniforms. What information do you have on this? What really happened with this?
Well, you really covered the basics, and I think to me, the part that I've followed of the story the closest, and what you touched on also, is now we have another big bad boogeyman to replace Zarqawi, which, I just want to remind people some interesting information I've had from some colleagues over at Al Jazeera who have connections within Jordanian intelligence, who were saying all along that this photograph of this man that the U.S. would always show when they say, this is Zarqawi, here is his picture, that were saying from the beginning that that never was Zarqawi. That, you know, and it really makes some sense when you look at the fact that you have a Bush administration who's proven themselves time and time again to be pathological liars.
Yeah.
So when someone like this shows you a picture and promises you, gives you their word that this individual is the person that they say it is, why should we believe them? And in that same line, why should we believe them that now they're saying, oh, there's another terrorist mastermind stepping in to fill the shoes of Zarqawi?
Yeah.
Zarqawi, an individual who they claimed was a leader of the Iraqi resistance. They're going out of their way to connect him with the resistance in Iraq, and it's two completely different topics. There's been documented aspects, documented evidence by the U.S. military itself that the resistance groups fight against people coming in from outside of Iraq. They don't want foreign occupying armed troops there, whether they be from the U.S. military or from other Middle Eastern countries. They want Iraq for the Iraqi people. And so there is no collaboration or little at best. And it's just an interesting thing to watch them continue to make links between terrorism and the legitimate Iraqi resistance and terrorism in Iraq having links with 9/11. It's absurd, but we continue to watch them do this.
You are actually heading out to Damascus pretty soon. I hope I wasn't supposed to say that on the show.
Oh, it's okay.
All right. I got to be careful sometimes, but you're heading to Syria. Is that right?
That's correct.
And what are you going to be covering there, Dar?
I mainly want to go try to humanize the situation. I just want to show that this is a country with people trying to live their lives. Because if you watch the corporate media, and even really there hasn't been much coverage of this in alternative media either. But if you look, all you hear about is Syria and the government and the president and this sort of thing, and these accusations being hurled at them from people like Rumsfeld that they have something to do with the resistance movement in Iraq and this sort of thing. And I want to go try to put a human face
good
on
for the
situation.
You, because they portray all these people like animals. What they forget to tell us is that people, particularly in Iran, are wearing Levi's and watching Seinfeld. I mean, look. They're not a bunch of raging, flag-burning terrorists. In fact, if we'd have just left them alone and give them a little encouragement, I don't think there's any doubt that they might have eventually come around and joined the world in some kind of a peaceful future.
I agree with you completely, and that's exactly what I want to try to show.
You know, it's pretty. You got to hand it to them, though, don't you, Dar? In some levels, it's pretty smart. You know, in 1984, we had Emmanuel Goldstein. He's the guy you can never catch. He's always the boogeyman, and of course, that is the role that Osama bin Laden has filled, who's on ice or in a shallow grave somewhere, no doubt. But it's a pretty good plan to build up a guy every year or two, blame all this sectarian violence on him, blame all of these terrorist acts on him, and then go get him and capture him and stand on his body with your foot on his chest.
Well, you're exactly right, and I love that you made the parallel to Emmanuel Goldstein in 1984, because that's exactly what it is. And we've already had a few Emmanuel Goldsteins in this administration. We still have, of course, the Emmanuel Goldstein Sr., bin Laden, lurking somewhere in the shadows, and then we had Zarqawi. Well, they milked that one for several years, and then now we have the Zarqawi Jr. So, you know, who's it going to be next? And it's really irrelevant, because the bottom line is, they're all the same person. They're all this thing that we're supposed to be afraid of, and they'll just hold them up when approval ratings are really going down into the toilet. And it does work pretty effectively for the masses.
Yeah, I saw a former cocaine smuggler and money launderer and arms dealer, Oliver North, sitting in for Sean Hannity on Fox News last night, and he's trying to tell the people of Fox News, you know, well, you get what you pay for, as I like to say, that the people of Iraq really do want us there. They really think we are helping them, and really there are a lot of people throwing flowers at our combat boots there in Iraq. I'd like you to comment on that, and also the state of emergency, which expands the curfews, which again goes on a massive gun confiscation, also the amnesty that's now being offered to these quote-unquote terrorists. You can comment on any of that, Dar.
Well, I think it's really important to talk about this state of emergency in Baghdad, because I actually woke up this morning and saw that on the news, and then simultaneously received an email from one of my contacts in Baghdad who said that there's a lot of talk about a coup, basically an overthrow from by the resistance of the government in Baghdad, that the government is worried enough and concerned enough about an all-out assault against a green zone that's why this state of emergency came into play. And to further underscore it, a high-ranking official in the puppet government came out immediately and denied that there was a state of emergency, despite the fact that they imposed a curfew, a middle-of-the-day curfew from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a knee-jerk response to try to lock down the capital city because they're very afraid that there would be a successful coup and a government more representative of the people would be injected in Baghdad to overthrow these corrupt puppets.
Is the coalition in reality in danger of losing Baghdad, Basra, Tikrit, any of these key oil areas?
Well, that's a really important question, and I think it's important that people understand that they've essentially lost it. They control, they have flimsy control of the green zone in Baghdad, and that's about it. There is no control of Basra at this point. A Basra where another car bomb today exploded and killed 10 people and wounded about four times that many. And pick a city, and really outside of the green zone of Baghdad, they just don't have control.
Should we be encouraged that we're not losing a lot of American troops, though obviously a lot of Iraqis are getting killed through all of this? Should we be encouraged to that, or is that telling us something that, again, this a lot of this is pointing to P2OG?
Well, we really are looking at...
That's not good publicity, by the way. You got to stop killing the soldiers, so somehow, you know, other than these two poor souls who gave their lives for their country last week, I mean, that's obviously not very good publicity, though no one in America is likely to care about innocent Iraqis being killed.
It is true. That's very true. And I think they've gone to great lengths to minimize the number of U.S. soldiers, not because anyone in this administration gives a damn about U.S. soldiers, but because it's just bad for bad politics. It's bad for the polls. And so we do see a giant number of Iraqi security forces being killed. If you look at the fact that on average there's 2.5 U.S. soldiers being killed nowadays, at least 10 times that number of Iraqi security forces are being killed. But it really just shows this policy. They're trying to put the Iraqis out there to bear the brunt of the violence and hide behind their ever-growing blast walls and suicide car bomb walls. And it's a failed policy because even right now they're scared enough in Baghdad that they want to try to lock down the entire city with a daytime curfew, and it is in an emergency state, and it's still not stopping the resistance.
What about the amnesty that is offered technically to a lot of the insurgents? I mean, this has been tried before. Nothing ever comes of it. This is a veiled attempt at showing we're trying to use diplomacy. Or would you say that the backs are to the wall? They're desperate. They're trying anything they can to try to quell some of the insurgency.
Well, it's both, and I'm glad you brought that up, that this is not the first time they've done this. They've tried this actually even well over a year ago. They tried this very same tactic. Of course, the U.S. denied it at the time, but they are that desperate, and they have been that desperate. And so they are trying to pull this out and offer this amnesty, and it's simply not going to work because the resistance movement cannot be bought off. They cannot be bribed. Their goal is to not have their country occupied. And just like if anyone invaded the U.S. and set up some puppet government that was trying to control all of us, you're not going to stop the people from resisting that, not until it simply leaves, because it's illegal and it's a violation of international law, and nobody here could tolerate that, and that's exactly what's happening in Iraq.
We're going to go to your calls in the next segment. We got Dar for about another 12 minutes, I believe. I guess, because all of this leads up to the big question, Dar. Are there any insurgents in Iraq that aren't controlled by global intelligence services, whether it be the Mossad, MI6, SAS, the CIA, what have you?
Well, without a doubt, actually, there is a grassroots, homegrown resistance movement. Of course, it gets very blurry when you start talking about, well, which group is with which and who's getting backing from whom, because it's without a doubt a very big, complicated soup. But without a doubt, there is I think the brunt of the resistance is homegrown and legitimate, and they're simply fighting because they don't want their country to be occupied. But simultaneously, as you said, without a doubt, there's plenty of black ops, plenty of bombs being planted by foreign countries and this sort of thing.
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is, even if you don't directly control them, you can be responsible for it by funding them or letting loose a lot of people. At that point, it does kind of spin out of control, but that's what you wanted. You wanted that chaos, and the repercussions of which even the controllers sometimes don't know. I think that's a point that we wanted to make here. Dar, stay with me through this break. We'll take a few calls for you right after this. The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay tuned.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com. That's www.laysemedinc.com. Or call 792-953-0267.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring on
one of the few great reporters, investigative reporters left on the planet. Dar Jamel with us. DarJamelIraq.com. That's his daily blog. Always good to talk to you, Dar. You're doing some great work, man. People are really picking up on your work and getting it all over the place. You're every time I turn around, you're somewhere else, and someone else is talking about Dar Jamel. So I appreciate that, and it's good to see unembedded reporters getting the real news out, Dar. My hat's off to you.
Well, thanks a lot, and I really appreciate your support.
You got it. All the way. Let's go to the phone, Dar, and we'll take a few calls for you in the remaining moments you have with us. 1-800-259-9231. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex today. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're up with Dar Jamel.
Dar Jamel and Jack Blood, thank you very much. I wanted to ask your guest a question. How many of the soldiers, I heard that 70% are getting very disgruntled with this war in Iraq and want to get out of it?
That's correct. The latest poll conducted of soldiers in Iraq found that 72% wanted the occupation over within a year, and that poll was conducted several months ago. So, yeah, morale has been very low for quite some time. Even summer a year ago, the U.S. Army conducted its own survey and found that 56% of all the units in Iraq reported either low or very low morale.
And the other 30% are either contractors or they're there to fight for their buddies and you know, just there to protect the people that are already there doing their duty to again, fight a war to get the heck out of there, and that's about it. But, you know, that's true, and there's been a lot of suicides, there's been a lot of defections. We got people here in this country, Dar, that just refuse to flat-out go now. A lot of people are refusing to even pay their taxes to support this phony war.
That's right, and there were more suicides last year in Iraq. It's been the highest year yet for U.S. soldiers.
And let's not forget also, because you are a reporter and you're going back there, there have been more reporters killed in the Iraq war than, I believe, World War II. Are we up to that number yet?
That is correct. It has surpassed the number killed in World War I, World War II, and in Vietnam.
Amazing. Chris, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Scott in California. Scott, you're on the air with Dar Jamel.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, I'm just calling to give you a field report of my contribution against the NWO.
Okay.
And I recently went to Europe. I went to Amsterdam, I went to Prague, and then I went to Hamburg. And I've passed out as many copies of and also martial law as I possibly could. And I'm going to tell you, over there, it doesn't take any effort to convince people the Bush administration is behind 9/11. It doesn't take any effort to convince anybody about the New World Order. They're pretty much aware of it. And if you can get anybody to go over there and start distributing these, they're a lot more receptive than Americans are.
I got to tell you, we got a lot of listeners out that way, believe it or not. I get letters from all around the world, Scott. So we know that people are listening to this global transmission. They're listening to Dar today. They heard the analysis early of Alex Jones of these homegrown phony FBI sting terror attacks. They get to hear it all, and look, whatever we can do, obviously we're going to do, because I'm concerned about my country. I live in this country. We should all be fighting for our own country, our own sovereignty, our own individualism, getting government out of our lives, teaching people to not trust government and put their faith in government. But I'm glad to see that the message is carrying around the world. We all need to make a stand in our individual countries. Dar, you want to comment on that at all?
No, I support you completely. I think I don't know if anyone's still on the fence and not deciding to take that stand or join in.
I don't hate my country, Dar. I love my country. I do support the troops. That's why I don't want to see them going getting DU'd and killed over in Iraq. We hear it's for oil. Well, it is for oil. It's for keeping the oil in the ground and controlling the global petrodollar, and that's a lot of what this is about. And Greg Palast has wrote about this very prolifically in his book Armed Madhouse, and I think we're now beginning to get the picture. John in New Jersey, you're last up with Dar Jamel. Go for it.
Yes, I really appreciate Dar Jamel. I read some of his articles on ZMAG.org, ZMAG.org, and it's amazing to me that there's so few that are willing to tell the truth. It seems the whole premise of the corporate media is to simply invite all of the proven liars on, the official Pentagon, White House, liars on, the fake experts connected to the CIA and the Pentagon to scare the hell out of us over phony terrorist attacks, and then just sit there in rapt attention and thank them profusely for enlightening us with their disinformation and their propaganda and their lies. And
while they're rewarded millions of dollars a year to be the shills for the New World Order.
That's what it's all about. And I read one of Dar's articles there. I don't know if you've mentioned it, they're in effect engaging in. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Go ahead. You're on.
Okay.
But we ran out of gas.
Teaching in Nazi-style types of collective punishment.
We ran out of time. John, I'm gonna keep you over if you want to stay over. We're going to play this clip of Jim Fetzer coming up. Dar, thank you so much for joining us. Have a safe trip. Keep in touch with us. Keep us in the loop, folks. DarJamilIraq.com. Thanks, Dar.
Thank you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Well, thankfully, we have people like Dar Jamil out there, or Chris Albritton, who have literally... I mean, when you hear the stories of these guys, they don't just fly into Baghdad Airport usually and give their press credentials and then just get to go wherever they want. They generally have to be smuggled over the border through Turkey or Syria with mules who they have to pay and climb through treacherous mountains and territories, and they're really risking their lives at all times, not being embedded. They are not only targets for potential insurgents or terrorists, but they're also targets by our own people, our own military. So, I mean, I don't know what more they could do, obviously. They're risking their lives to get us this news and not being paid for it. So if you get a chance to support these people, make sure that you do it so we can continue to get this news. And I just can't believe what these guys go through to get this. I mean, I think my job is hard sometimes. Some of the things I have to do and... And it definitely scares my family a little bit and some of the people around me just because we attract so much attention and we go at these people so hard, you know, hammering the FBI, hammering the government, you know, that it gets a little concerning sometimes. But it's nothing like going to Iraq and putting a big bullseye on your forehead to try to get people like us the news. They should really be commended. They are modern-day heroes, okay? I want to play this clip. Last night, I'm sure most of you saw that. If you didn't, you don't really need to see the video so much, but the audio is really important. Last night, Jim Fetzer made an appearance on the Hannity and Combs show. Hannity was out. Colonel Oliver North, war criminal, former drug smuggler, money launderer, the gentleman who put together the plan for the civilian inmate labor program. That's right, detention camps, arms smuggler, criminal from Iran-Contra. Sitting in for Sean Hannity. That's fitting. And I thought Jim Fetzer did a pretty good job, though. They were really trying to derail him, and it seemed at the end they just cut him right off. I mean, he was really starting to put out some good evidence, and it looked to me like he thought he had more time than he did because the interview ended very abruptly. But I want to play that for you now. We'll come back, take some more phone calls, and get your comments on that or obviously anything else you want to talk about. John, go ahead and roll that clip for us.
Making their way onto the campuses of some major American universities. Joining us now, the co-chairman of Scholars for 9/11 Truth, Professor Emeritus at the University of Minnesota at Duluth, James Fetzer. Professor, thank you so much for being with us. First of all, is this a required course? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it a required course?
Well, you got your facts foxed, I'm sorry to say. In fact, I created an organization of faculty and experts to study 9/11, not to teach in courses.
Right.
But I must tell you what we have discovered.
Well, I just want to be clear, because
certainly qualify as material for an important course.
So you're saying you're not teaching this? I want to be clear here. You're not teaching a course in this.
No, you're confused, and I hope that Fox usually does a better job on their research than this.
All right, so
I created an organization of faculty and scholars to study 9/11.
All right, I want to be clear on this.
We discovered that practically everything the government has told us about it is false.
Yeah, I want to get into that in a moment. I just want to be clear. So as far as you know, there is no course on 9/11 conspiracy theories being taught at your university or any place else that you know of?
That's right, but it's a great idea. I would certainly support having such a course because there's a lot of material to work with.
All right, and what evidence do you have that the government was involved, that Cheney knew, that anybody in the chain of command knew ahead of time that this was going to happen on 9/11? Can you give us any piece of evidence that would substantiate that argument?
Absolutely. For example, Norman Mineta testified to the 9/11 commission that he observed Dick Cheney in an underground bunker when a young aide came up to him and repeatedly told him, "Sir, it's 50 miles out, sir, it's 30 miles, sir, it's 10 miles out, sir, do the orders still stand?" Cheney turned around, jumped on him, nearly bit off his head and said, "Of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything different?" The order had to be to not shoot down the plane that was approaching the Pentagon. After all, the order should have been to shoot it down. Shooting it down would be the obvious thing to do when you consider that you're going to lose the passengers in the plane if you shoot it down, but if you don't, you're going to use the passengers in the plane and also, of course, all the personnel and property at the target.
Hey, Prof, let me ask you, I want to go back to something in an exchange that you and Alan just had a moment ago. In fairness to our producers, when they talked to you earlier, you said that courses are being taught in which these conspiracy theories are advanced to the students. Am I correct?
No, you're not correct.
Okay.
What I said to him was, in courses on critical thinking, sometimes issues related to, for example, tax cuts or global warming or reasons for going to war in Iraq might be discussed as examples, but I know of no courses as such that are being taught that way.
So let me ask, how big is this group of professors that you put together, that this organization you formed, that gives credence, if you will, to the theory you just advanced about 9/11?
Well, there are over 300 members, Colonel North, including about 200 with advanced research skills, and about 85 that have affiliations, including physicists, mechanical engineers, pilots, aeronautical engineers.
Sure.
We've discovered that the Twin Towers were brought down by controlled demolition. We've discovered that the Osama bin Laden appears to have had nothing to do with
it. Help me out here. Having been involved in a couple of controversial undertakings over my years in government service, How many people in the government were part of this conspiracy that you envision? Hundreds? Thousands?
No, no, Ollie. I think it's a small number. You know about classified, controlled operations where everything's
sure.
compartmentalized.
Yeah.
Do you know, Ollie, that the FBI has confirmed that they have no hard evidence relating Osama bin Laden to the events of 9/11? Are you aware of that?
Well, Osama bin Laden himself claims that. I mean, they didn't manufacture those tapes.
This is the FBI, Ollie. This is the FBI that has affirmed in the last couple of weeks they have no hard evidence tying Osama bin Laden to 9/11.
And so all of these people that died on 9/11 were... is you're articulating died as a consequence of what our government did.
We're trying to find out exactly what happened. Our government has a considerable reputation for telling things that are not true.
All right, Professor, we thank you very much for coming on tonight. Coming up, former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin.
All right, that's it, folks. And like I said, the interview seemed to end rather abruptly. And what I would like to have heard Professor Fetzer say was the bin Laden did not confess to 9/11. In fact, that was a phony video, a made-up video, the fat bin Laden video that we generally talk about, where bin Laden is roughly 40 to 80 pounds heavier, he has a giant fat nose, and this is Osama bin Laden, who is on kidney dialysis living in a cave. I'm not sure if he's just been boning up on goats and had a nose job, but barring that, we have no record where Osama bin Laden confessed to 9/11. In fact, the actual records we do have are the opposite, where Osama bin Laden denies 9/11, including a number of face-to-face interviews by people we've interviewed on our programs who say specifically Osama bin Laden did not have anything to do with 9/11. And if he did, obviously we would have to look at the fact that he had been funded, trained, and brought up by the CIA in the Mujahideen. And, of course, had to get this money from somewhere. So look, I mean, Oliver North made an errant point, and it would have been nice to see Fetzer jump on that. But look, you put yourself in the chair. You're talking to Oliver North and Alan Combs. You're on Fox News. They're trying to move the topic along to whether or not you're teaching this in the school, because what they wanted to do was they wanted to portray Jim Fetzer as another one of these liberal professors like Ward Churchill who are out there teaching leftist propaganda to our children, and shouldn't you conservatives be outraged. That didn't work very good. And I think Fetzer did a fantastic job, and I have absolutely nothing but praise for that appearance. And this really proves that, you know, they used to ignore us. They used to malign us. Oh, well, that's just some conspiracy nuts on the internet. And I remember when I interviewed Oliver North years ago, he tried to say, well, you must have saw this on the internet, Jack, that I created the civilian inmate labor program. No, I saw the documents. And by the way, Ollie, don't you have a website that you're plugging right now? Should that all be considered to be worthless information? Well, in his case, of course, it certainly should. So it really tells us something that these people feel now they've got to take this on. And just the fact that Jim Fetzer got out and proved that this isn't a bunch of internet hacks or conspiracy nuts, but some of the top critical thinkers in this country at the best universities who are more qualified to analyze this than obviously Oliver North is or Sean Vanity is, or certainly even the people in our government who hours after 9/11 blame bin Laden. And let's not forget, FOIA requests were put through. The notes of Donald Rumsfeld were revealed, though somewhat redacted. And minimally what we got was, here is Donald Rumsfeld on the ground, out on the lawn of the Pentagon, helping the poor survivors. May they rest in peace on the day of 9/11. No, he wasn't monitoring or protecting the country to further attacks, because at that point they wouldn't have known, unless they were in on it, folks. They wouldn't have known that there weren't any going to be any more attacks. So here he is, out on the lawn, helping, doing his part, and meanwhile, he's giving notes to his aide. His aide is scribbling furiously a note to General Myers. And the note basically said, I'll paraphrase, go after him. Sweep it all up. Find a way to blame this on Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein. True or not true, sweep it all up. So they were already at that point, and he knew, because he's, you know, in the PNAT gang, they knew they were going to blame this on these guys in the first place, but they wanted to put that down the chain of command. And that's why, of course, hours later, this was already blamed on Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden and eventually even Saddam Hussein and now, of course, Iran, with absolutely no evidence. In fact, the evidence that I think convinced most Americans was the passport that flew out through that burning building and was found conveniently seconds later on the dust-filled, charred ground beneath the footprints of the World Trade Center Tower. That very find, which was later retracted in an international newspaper about a year later. Of course, you didn't hear about that. 1-800-259-9231. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, sitting in for Alex Jones. Let's go back to the phones. John, I'm sorry that I cut you off, and if you're still there, I wanted to give you a chance to finish up.
Yeah, I just, in my compliments to Dar Jamal, I think I read in one of his articles, I'm sure I read this, but it's one of the unabated reporters, that they're actually using Nazi collective punishment tactics in Ramadi, and that they've in advance said that if you don't turn over the insurgents, you will get no telephone service, water,
right,
medical service, or any other kind of service.
And then the insurgents on the other side say if you cooperate at all with the Iraqi government, the illegal, illegitimate government, or the occupiers, we'll kill you.
Yeah, this shows the real tenor and nature of this this brutal Nazi invasion over there. I mean, the premise of all the media, you're allowed to criticize Bush, Cheney, and company for being too concerned about bringing democracy there, or just being concerned or being too concerned. Not if you start with that garbage in, garbage out lie, everything else completely falls.
That's right.
And the only purpose of it is to actually destroy sovereignty and self-determination over there, as you said, to grab that oil as a hammer, a weapon of war against the rest of the
world.
That's
what James Traficant said in his speech before they framed him and locked him up, in his speech, which is on the public record, congressional record, is that we went bankrupt after World War II, and they would use quote-unquote democracy to eliminate the sovereignty of everybody in this country and around the world. And thanks for the call, John. I also want to put this on the record, because something we really have to understand. If you do nothing else, and you talk to one of the mind-controlled Stepford Republicans locked into groupthink out there, one thing you're going to really have to get through to people is this is war. There is no nice way to fight a war. There's psychological operations, there's intimidation, there's torture, there's napalm. There's all of this. This is what war is, especially modern warfare. But this, you can go back thousands of years. This is how wars are fought. And if we don't understand that before we send our troops to war, we're going to have to sit and wonder, why is all this happening? And it's all happening because this is war. The next time they try to sell you a war, you better understand that everything that's going on in Iraq right now, everything that's going on in Afghanistan right now, everything that happened in Vietnam will happen again. There's no nice way to fight a war. We better understand that. And that's why going to war on phony pretexts should be, people should really be held responsible for that in the highest way. I mean, literally, prosecuted for war crimes and treason. Because you only go to war when you absolutely have to protect your country, to protect your way of life, to protect the sovereignty of your people, and not on a phony pretext, but when you absolutely have to, not preemptively, like we're thinking about doing in North Korea right now, which we're just about to do in Iran right now, or Syria. And by the way, if you're in Saudi Arabia, or if you know someone who is listening to this show, I've seen the white papers, they're going after you. If you live in Egypt, they're going after you. They've already talked about this. You're not safe. I don't care how many kisses on the lips King Fahd gets from George W. Bush, you're not safe either. No one is safe, and no wars can be fought politely. We better understand that. Let's go to Fred in Philly. Fred, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Jack. I want to say that the questioning that that Jim had was of this type. Is it true or not true that there is a course on leprechauns being held at your university? That's the type of questioning.
Well, this is what they always do. They try to turn things into a left versus right, liberal versus conservative debate. And Jim just didn't fall for it. Now, maybe, look, they kept bringing it up. That's the thing that really upset me is Oliver North. They'd already settled this. Oliver North brings it all back up again because it wastes time and he can't get out more evidence.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk about the Iraq War. I've got several points here. Most reporters killed, more than World War II.
Yeah.
Highest cost in people and materiel, probably, of any war. And there's about a 3,000-to-1 ratio of what the guerrillas have to spend for you know, the little dinky little equipment that they have and what the coalition has to spend. Number three, longest time of a war, if you want to count, let's say September 1990. I'm talking about the whole Middle East conflict, because it really
didn't
end.
Yeah, you're going to have to go back to the 50s for that, sure.
Yeah, to 2010, let's say, maybe when this finally reaches its denouement. You have the phenomenon of off-book spending. You have an out-of-control spending, the lack of controls, loss of liberty at home, and no legality. Number five, you have facts being a huge casualty in the war. I had heard that there were 137 Iraqis murdered in custody in Iraqi jails. All the jails, not just Abu Ghraib. There's so many jails that are classified.
Right.
You don't know where they are. You don't know who runs them.
And not just in Iraq, as everybody knows.
Right. Iraqi civilians killed and wounded. What about the numbers there? The press isn't telling us that. Torture, they're not telling us that. The whole story of that. What about weapons?
Fred,
I had heard
we gotta stay the course. Fred, we gotta stay the course, man.
I heard there was a small nuke being used in Fallujah or something that was...
Sure, no, and that's a proven fact. Juliana Sagrina reported that, and her bodyguard was killed trying to get that evidence back to Italy.
So what's going to happen is that the leaders are so guilty, they're going to just continue this policy until they're kicked out.
Look, I know all these facts. You know the facts, and I think a good majority of our listeners who have been listening to this program for any amount of time know all of these facts. Yet here we have again Middle America, I guess, and I hate to point to you guys because there certainly are a lot of robot radicals on both of the coasts, but they still think that getting Zakawi is a victory. Uncovering these terrorists plot every other day is a victory. We'll come right back after this, folks. Stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network, Infowars.com.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free.
Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Right back to your calls right after this next break, which is in just a few minutes. And I want to take all your calls in an open line format for the rest of the program today. And we're going to give you a lot of news. Again, you're not getting anywhere else. Just real quick, I want to remind you, Alex Jones's videos always on special. You need to get these videos. The Order of Death is the new slick production of Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. It's got a lot of new footage in it. And if there's anyone out there that has any doubt that our entire society is ruled or controlled by deep occultists, then you just need to see this video. It's on record. And, you know, when I interviewed Tim Russert last week, I mean, he couldn't even deny it. We've got the footage. We've got the documents. We've got the testimony. We've heard from the whistleblowers. This is all going on. These very people that profess to be Christians or Muslims or Jews or what have you are really New World Order occultists, who believe that the sun religion and the sun god will ultimately give them control of the entire earth. And if this has been going on since the beginning of time, and if you're so naive that you think, or someone you know is, that you think that this just stopped about 100 years ago, we really need to use some common sense. The Order of Death dictates all of this. It's satanic secret societies that are trying to rule the world and reveals their history and their master plans. If you haven't seen this new cut, I went and saw it in the theater when it first came out. It's just amazing. It will really rock your world. 888-253-3139 to make that call, or simply go to Infowars.com, the online store, Infowars.com. And I don't think Alex talks about this very much, but I was just rifling through a number of the T-shirts here in the Infowars studios, the Orwell T-shirts, the Arnold Exposed T-shirts, the Tyranny Response Team T-shirts, which you want to wear when you go out to protest and when you go out to get in the face of your local Congress critters, your local vampires that are in charge of your community. Great T-shirts, and they really get people coming up to you. It's just amazing when you wear some of these shirts, especially the gun control shirt. People really come up to you and engage you in conversations. If you have trouble meeting people and getting the word out, and maybe you feel a little bit intimidated to go up to people and talk to people, the T-shirts really, really work. So you wear the T-shirt. They come up, you start a conversation with people, and then you're able to give them copies of the videos that you get here from Infowars.com. Also, PrisonPlanet.tv is the way you see things first. All of the projects Alex is working on, you'll get to see them first. You'll get the first sneak previews of everything Alex does at PrisonPlanet.tv. Subscriptions are very low, literally pennies a day, and you want to subscribe to that. And I just wanted to say, my website is jackblood.com. We do daily news reports, original exclusive reports. We've got a big supply of archives there that basically prove everything that we've been saying all these years. And I put out a monthly newsletter. I just sent one out last night, or I'm sending it out today to a lot of people. It's up till 3 in the morning working on it. It is deep analysis to really break down the month's news, the Matrix monthly newsletter, and the Club Blood membership, which gives you a lot of exclusive privileges, perks, bells, and whistles as well. So I didn't plug this for 3 days. Hope no one gets mad at me, but I just have to make that known. We need your support as well. Everybody here at this network needs your support. This is not easy. Obviously, we don't have the ability to put General Electric or Ford commercials or Big Pharma cartel commercials or Rockefeller Foundation commercials on this broadcast. They are not underwriting this program. We make it on our own, just like we all should be doing in America. We're individuals who are out there who care about our country, who are willing to fight back, to fight for you. But obviously, we're going to need a little support to do that. So keep supporting this broadcast. Support my program, my broadcast, which starts every day right after Alex's show. Support people who are bringing you the truth. It doesn't matter who we are. It matters what you're getting. And check everything out for yourself. You'll see it's true. We'll be right back in about 70 seconds. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.